Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 59 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Guys, today is Thursday, December 8th, episode 59. Bush. Join with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Dada Deo's here.
Hey, everybody.
Sammy Stats, unfortunately, not here today. We got ourselves a little three-man weave.
For the homie.
Guys, I'm Marcos, and again, this is Da Bear Minimum Podcast. We're on Facebook, Da Bear Minimum Podcast, on Twitter, at Da Bear Min Pod, Instagram, Da Bear Min Podcast, Venmo, always open. If you're looking to leave a tip for the boys, we work hard. Leave the boys a tip. We'd appreciate it. Venmo's always open, at Da Bear Minimum on Venmo. My boys, sorry I missed last week. Missed you guys a ton.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How the hell we doing?
What were you? Were you sick? Were you dead?
You know,
he was sick.
Like we've said before, frequent recurring guest in this show, mm-hmm. The old Rone Bone.
The Roney Baloney.
Not that guy.
COVID does not quit, man.
Not that guy. Does not quit.
God damn it. It didn't hit me as bad as the first time. Like, this time wasn't as bad. But
dude,
it's
I
just,
swear I've had it like four times.
It's just the inconvenience of it. Yeah, it's like I'm not even like you know, I'm vaccinated, like two-time, three-time vaccinated, all that stuff, whatever. It's just more so, you know, triple Grammy, platinum.
Three time.
And still. But it's just like, oh, dude, this is just inconvenient. It's just inconvenient. So I hated missing last week.
Knock on wood quickly.
Okay.
Kate and I have still missed it.
Good We've God. You guys
it
are
all together.
Like not even once?
Not once, not never.
Damn. Good for you. Good for you.
And it's like absolutely weird. Vaccinated and all that jazz, too. I don't care who knows that shit. But like. We were regular adults. Like, we also went out during it and, like, went to bars and stuff smartly. But, yeah, we just missed it this entire time.
I don't think anyone's ever gone to a bar smartly before.
Depending on the bar.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Smart bar in Chicago?
I don't know about that.
Is that a thing?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's below the metro.
It's cool. Yeah, no, no. Hmm.
Interesting.
What are you looking at me for? Hmm. I'm about to be a dad.
Metro. Oh, you said under the metro. I was like, dog, I have no idea what you're talking about.
We've been to the metro. That was the place we went.
I'm with you. I thought you said under the metro, and I didn't know what you were talking about. The metro. I remember the metro.
Basement bar.
Oh, yeah. I know. I did a bar crawl in Chicago, all basement bars. You never go above ground. Like, you can get there underground. Spent a lot of time on Lower Wacker. Kind of mm-hmm. sucks. It was mm-hmm. sketchy.
No, nope.
Good time,
heard,
though.
You guys heard of 12 Box?
No, but you're going to tell me about it.
It's, wait, 12 Box? Yeah, 12 bars of Xmas.
Oh.
It's on the north side in Wrigley.
Tell me more.
They just go to 12 bars in the north side of Wrigley and get drunker than anything you've ever been.
So do you have like three or four beers at each bar?
I don't know what the rules are.
How many can you do?
As many as you can. 12 shots? One shot per bar?
I don't do shots, you know that. But beers, like how many beers? Okay, 12 bars very quickly. Like
then you're three beers per bar.
Easily? You can get through all 12?
No, I'm saying that's the qualification for you if you're not doing
shots.
Oh,
for sure I could do three beers per bar.
Mm-hmm. I'm picking.
Over like, oh, like what do you
They're
mean?
They're heavy.
Oh, no. Guinness. You're carrying me.
Guinness. You guys been watching any World Cup? You're watching all the World Cup? Okay,
with no audio, but all of it.
Dude, it's been such a fucking fun tournament.
I got Peacock, so it's in Spanish.
Huh?
I got Peacock, so I watch it in Spanish.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, speaking of watching Spanish, I watch all my Thursday night games, the Spanish broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Hey, whatever's for you.
I don't know, like, I'm obviously a fluent Spanish speaker, but I didn't know there was, like, the line of scrimmage is the línea de golpe. There's words that, like, it's not a direct translation from English to Spanish, but somebody recently decided this is what this is going to be called.
Awesome. So, I love it.
I've been watching Thursday broadcast for that, but back to the World Cup. Dude, it's been awesome. I've enjoyed this a ton.
It's one of the, there's just so many upsets. I can't believe Spain is out.
Yeah, Spain's out. The U.S. is out. That was sad.
That was sad because they actually, they gave it a good effort. You know, they had a lot of scoring chances.
Right, but they only converted the one, and that one goal was, we'll call that a scoring chance.
Oh, that was pure luck. Very fluky.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, like, this goes to show that the U.S., we made it to the knockout stage. We made it to the round of 16.
Mm-hmm.
We were immediately exposed by a top eight nation. And it goes to show that we have made strides, but we are nowhere near the European giants and should not consider ourselves close.
But, like, how much do you put into, like, yeah, it was a pretty rough defeat to the Netherlands, but, like, you lose that game 3-1. But you were able to draw with England, and for a majority of that game, you looked like you really belonged in that game.
Yeah, no, I didn't think they made it look like where they were embarrassed by any means. I know the final score, but some bad defensive plays for sure. But it's not like they were on our half of the field for 80% of the game, you know? Like, Christian, you know, actually scores. I think that game just is totally different.
So I'm texting Mikey during the game, and he mentions if we had an Mbappe, we would still be in the cup. And I don't know that that's true.
I somewhat agree with it. And again, we are not a soccer podcast, and you're picking up what you're kind of seeing recently.
We love it.
I think you're a striker away. Like, you've got a lot of midfielders up there. You got a lot of guys that can set up, but you don't have that killer. You don't have that guy that every time he touches the ball, that man's going to rip it. I mean,
we just don't have a world dominant player at all.
Agreed.
We tried to win purely off speed in this showcase. Like, speed and defense, that's what we tried, and we were just so small, it didn't work.
Absolutely. And, like, this is a stage of the World Cup where you need multiple world caliber yes. players. But also, like, something you said made me think, so we don't have a world-class striker, right? And was that what was missing? I also agree that our midfield's pretty good. It's young and good with McKinney and Adams. But, like, the defense, there's no one good on that defense, really.
You just mean the back line?
Right, yeah. Exactly. But now that you think about it, they played really fucking well, though.
Yeah.
Like, if there's no one that good, like, Sergino Dest and Jedi Robinson, they were up and down all four games.
Oh, yeah.
You saw Robinson everywhere. That guy's going to be great someday. Not there yet, though. Still no. super young, too. Yep. But yeah. Anyway, that's my take.
I think we're real important. And kind of looking ahead now to the 2026 games?
26.
Or 25 or 26, whenever it is, because it's the offseason. In 2024, the U.S. is going to be playing in the Copa America. They're not going to be playing in the, like, Gold Cup. They're going to be playing against the South American teams. It's going to be a good warm-up and a good test for the type of talent that you're going to see kind of going forward. The competition is just greater in those leagues.
But we will automatically qualify because we're a host country.
Oh, yeah.
You mean for the World Cup?
Correct.
Yeah.
Which,
because otherwise we would have to qualify through that tournament.
This team 4 years later, like, who knows?
The only one that's probably leaving would be the defender, ponytail, not beard, not Zimmerman.
Reem,
thank you. Sorry, Timmy Reem. He's the only one. I think he's, like, either 29 or 31, something like that. And he's, like, by far the elder statesman. Otherwise, I think you're absolutely right. You're essentially running this back with younger talent.
With a little stronger, a little older, a little more mature, a little wiser, you know, physically.
Absolutely.
You hope these guys are better, too. I'm excited.
I love seeing, like, and this can be the last of it, but the reels where people are like, these motherfuckers, if you think the U.S. cares about this, imagine this lineup. And it's like, LeBron's in goal. He's 6'9" and the most athletic person in the goddamn planet. Imagine him in goal.
Him taking it.
Like, the midfield's like Lamar Jackson. He's 230 and runs a 4.2. Who's going to stop him? And it's like, it's all of those types of athletes. And it's just, I think those are hilarious.
Yeah.
If we actually cared, we would dominate this game. And it's not close.
We just choose
our best athletes play other sports.
Oh,
from
yeah.
the jump.
Literally all the other sports. Mm-hmm. And you know how we dominate all those other sports except baseball. Damn, Dominicans are good at baseball.
Coño.
Yeah, they're fucking good.
Guys, how sad are you with this statement? The football season is 75% completed.
Not good, Marcos. Don't feel good about it.
It just fucking came back.
I don't like it as a fan.
We're already at college
football playoffs. As a specific Bears fan,
I'm dead.
I'm good with this.
Oh, speaking of college football playoffs, how do you guys feel about the 12-game college football playoff
Yeah, cool.
Announce bracket.
I'm good for it.
Yeah, more.
More football, more fun.
More football. Yeah. Let's have
more
fun.
More football, more fun.
Yeah. And I miss Sammy Stats. That's all I wanted to say. I just miss Sammy Stats.
He's a good dude.
Guys, anything else in Vibe Check you guys want to do?
Not that I can think of.
Then, unfortunately, we do not have voicemails. We do not have sponsors.
Wait, I think
this
we do, don't we?
Do we have a voicemail?
I thought I saw an email that said, don't delete.
Oh. Okay, we're going to look that up real quick. But, guys, sponsors, again, if you're looking to sponsor an episode, sponsor the podcast, at the bare minimum on Venmo, go ahead and just kind of let the boys know, and we'll make sure to plug any local business. We love doing stuff like that.
Boys, it's an owner of the NFL's most winning football team. Just wanted to call and see you guys, how you guys are doing. I know I didn't have the best week, and I was a little under the weather, but I was able to see my favorite football team win. And I don't think you guys are able to say the same. Have a thought. I want you guys' opinion on it. Considering you guys have a top, most likely three, top five pick, what are your thoughts on this? Drafting C.J. Stroud, moving that very mobile quarterback who can't throw to running back and having Justin Fields as your RB since Montgomery's walking away, and just having that for your future.
Dick.
You have a cost-controlled quarterback for 4 years. Now you have a cost-controlled running back for 2 years. And you still got all that money
three
to
years,
spend.
Asshole.
Also, shout out to you guys for drinking, what, close to 20 Malort charts?
18.
Go, Pat, go.
It's 18.
Yeah.
First off, my football team did win. We won the long game.
Yeah.
We did win the long game.
We did win the long game. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
We've won the long game.
I agree
with them. The Justin Fields is a running back argument is so weak.
Fuck off.
In my eyes, really the Packers are the losers here because it's a lost season. They're not going to make the playoffs.
They need so many good things to happen for them to make
the playoffs.
Why would you
want to win? We won.
We won the long game.
Yeah, and guys, let's get into it. So a recrap, unfortunately, when the boys lose, it is a recrap. Bears lose to the Green Bay Packers 28-19, a statement I've probably said in my life 100 times. We're used to it. But this one didn't hurt as much because, like you guys said, it's long game stuff. I was so torn, and me and Jake talked about it because we watched the game together on Sunday. I was torn, and I was all over the place during the game. Do I want to win this game? Do I not want to win this game?
It changed answers three times within 5 minutes.
Easily.
I respect that.
I woke up that morning, and I wanted to win a football game because it's the Packers. It's your rival, even though you can't really call it a rivalry. We've really been the nail in this hammer-nail equation here. But, like, I wanted to beat them. I wanted to see my team win a game on Sunday. But you understand that, like, hey, they don't win this game, and that's fine. It's only good for them. Increase your chances or your draft pick odds. I think you're projected to pick two or three now. It's great.
See, in the moment, I called this nonsense because you've just been preaching the whole time that you want Justin to win football games so he knows what it feels like. And then mid-game, you're like, we shouldn't win this game.
I'd like to win games. But let's kind of get into that part. Just how much do we put into this? The Bears, with Justin Fields on the field, are 0-8 in fourth quarter opportunities, like late game, fourth quarter comeback times. They're 0-8 in those situations this season. Do we put much stock into that? Or are you guys able to, like, I personally think that, hey, there's not a lot of talent on this team.
I'm convinced we are intentionally throwing games in the third and fourth quarter.
Oh, my take is, like, who was it that ran that route? Was it Equinemius?
St. Brown, yeah. The other St. Brown, the bad St. Brown.
Exactly. The comeback route that he didn't come back, and Jair Alexander just jumped the route.
Oh,
and
that late game pick.
Oh, scripted. 100%. We're playing for a draft pick. The biggest hurdle the rest of our season is we still play the Lions. Like, I think I would agree with you that...
Well, the Lions are favored against the Vikings this week, so I don't know what to believe.
What do you mean the biggest hurdle? Like, opponent?
No, he means like in
to
terms
losing
of
out.
To lose.
Oh, yeah.
We are scripting to lose games.
Oh, you should lose every game.
That route, like if I think that was a receiver on that one personally. Not that I know my ass from a hole in the ground. I'm not an NFL receiver, but
that's an unfortunate circumstance for you.
Yeah.
I think they were doing some of the shit on purpose.
I think they're doing some of the shit on purpose too, because like the first half was awesome. We were up like 16-3. And then the second half, I mean, we're in what were we, like at the 40-yard line and we're running – or no, we were first and goal and we ran the exact same play twice in a row, like a pitch to the outside stuff. And then we're back like second or third and 40 or something.
And I think you guys might be onto something there because even after that drive, the Enkeel Harry – deep ball,
that was awesome.
Great,
awesome.
By the way, I hope we continue to see Enkeel Harry because like Jair he can make plays like that. Yeah, that dude, if he can make plays like that, continue to try to get him the ball. But after that deep ball, you complete that pass for like 53 yards, and then the following three plays were a run, David Montgomery, I believe it was for like 2 yards, then it was a pass to David Montgomery, negative 2 yards, and then another run play at like third and six or something like that. I mean, you could make the argument that, like, if you're looking at this, you're kind of like, hey, Luke Getsy, what happened with the play calling here?
Oh, that I think the last third and out was designed quarterback run and completion or something like that, too. Like, I'm with you, dude. This is
– we're here. Oh. And then on the defensive side, which we know they're bad anyways, but in the second half, the Packers just kept running halfback dive for, like, 8 yards over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we just stopped tackling.
And then if we got to a third down, they just throw a completion anyways for whatever first down.
Yeah, we've known that about this Bears defense. Like, they cannot stop the run, and it was just super evident again with another, like, really good running back in Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon.
Not to focus on this, but gun to your head right now, answer. You have to draft one of these two guys, Carter the tackle or Will Anderson the D-end for your defensive line next year.
I have to draft him or I can trade.
Draft one of these two people right now at this whatever pick you get.
I take
because I think they're both right next to each other in the draft boards.
I don't watch a ton of college football.
I don't either. That's why I'm asking.
I would take just the better like interior force. I think you need to build this line from the inside.
So Carter, the D-tackle.
Yes.
He's top five consensus player in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Guys, I'm not there yet. I don't know.
You're not at the draft?
Nope. Huh. I haven't arrived.
Let's stay on offense, though, a little bit more. Alex Leatherwood was a really good story for me on Sunday. I think Alex Leatherwood, to the point of, like, and I've done a little bit more kind of research on this guy.
You're getting in the weeds.
When he had mono, right? Mm-hmm. So he gets here. He learns the playbook. He's trying to get up to game speed. Gets mono, and the guy ends up losing about 25, 30 pounds. Right, and so when you have mono and you're recovering from that, like that, he was on the unable to perform list or whatever.
The pup list.
I believe it was. It's different because he was ill. Anyways, you're not able to be in the meetings. You're not around Hallis Hall. You're not doing the Roquan Smith absorbing everything that you're seeing. So like, he had to gain the weight back, get himself just into somewhat football shape, to then get in to learn a system that he was kind of learning to begin with. Like those 10 plays that he played, although it's 10 plays. That's it. Looked pretty good to the point where you now wonder, hey, is this Leatherwood guy, do you want to see him at right tackle? Like, I want to see him at right tackle the rest of the season. I thank you, Riley Reed, for just continuing to, you know, be a filler for us. But hey, like, let's see what we got in Alex Leatherwood. I think it's a good thing that he played well, and I want to see more of it.
I'm with you, absolutely. I mean, that we are in a position where we need to completely rebuild this offensive line into next year. So if you have any talent, if you think he can stick at tackle, that means you feel pretty good about moving him inside to guard. So if we have talent, it's just depth, if nothing else.
Yeah, and speaking of pretty good, let's talk about Justin Fields. Let's talk about Fields. It's the end of third quarter. Jake, mm-hmm. How is Justin Fields in the quarterly progression model?
So I think the progression model is still working. Here's where I'm at now is I know we're a 3-win team, but yet I still wake up on Sunday very excited to watch Bears football because Justin Fields just is awesome. Another 50-yard touchdown run, just, and he made it look so easy. It didn't look like anybody could even touch him.
You guys see that unreal stat that Justin Fields is the first quarterback in history to have 3 50-plus yard rushing touchdowns in their career,
mm-hmm.
and Justin did it in a season.
There's only one quarterback in the last like 6 weeks that has more rushing and throwing touchdown, like total touchdowns, and it's Jalen Hurts.
Oh. He's up there on the rushing totals list, like the running backs. Like,
yes.
And guys, Justin on Sunday, I would say, had his best game as a
20
passer
for 25
in the NFL. Yeah, 20 for 25. I think he had like 254 yards or something like that. Yeah, let me see his line. It's 20 of 25, 254 yards, a 10-yard average, two interceptions. One of them you could say was not on him. It's more on St. Brown. But, like, Justin had the best passing game of his career, and he had a top 10 rushing game of the year. Anytime that Justin takes the field, he can do that for you. You surround him with talent. Holy fuck.
Go ahead.
This is what we've been waiting for, and, like, we've now seen it enough this season that we're at the stage of going, oh shit, this is real. Like, it's happening week after week after week. And like Jake said, I wake up Sunday, I'm actually excited to watch this game because we're probably not gonna win, but I might see some special shit out of this guy. And week after week, he provides another 50 yard touchdown, another 20 for 25 performance, his best passer game yet. Like you guys said, it's like fun to watch. That's not something you can say about the Bears in probably more than half of the last 10 seasons.
And even on a bad team, if your team can go out there and put up anywhere from 20 to 30 points on a bad team, you have a chance to win.
God, we were legitimately averaging like single digit, low double digit points for a long time there. Like a season plus.
So back to the quarterly model, you know, quarter one was like, holy shit, we can't do anything. We might need a new quarterback. Quarter two was like, holy shit, this guy can run like he's Lamar Jackson. I mean, MVP level rushing numbers.
But I want to see a little more.
Quarter three was a little more of, okay, he might be able to throw. What, like, especially finishing the end of the quarter with going 20 for 25 and his most passing yards. I saw a crazy number that said from their senior years, if you took like Joe Burrow and I think it was
Tua?
No, it was Joe Burrow and I think Patrick Mahomes. They have thrown almost from their senior year to their last year in college, which is about equal time between the three of them, including Justin Fields. Those two have thrown almost 2,000 more passes in competitive game in games than Justin Fields has. So you talk about a guy like, this is back to not wanting to sit him if he's healthy and all this stuff. This guy needs to just continue to play football.
Oh, I'm with that.
Because he is only going to get better, and I can't wait for quarter four.
The guys that tell you that, like, Fields shouldn't be starting, like, they should shut him down to save him for next year or something like that, wholeheartedly disagree.
This was you and me 2 weeks ago.
I was saying because of an injury.
Agree. I think we're saying the same thing.
I don't want him to get more injured because of – I don't want him to play and get hurt even worse.
Well, I think that's everyone that wants to shut Fields down. No one that wants to shut Fields down is doing it under the assumption that he's 100% healthy, I think. I don't think there's anyone that's out there that goes –
There's people out there.
Sure. Oh, that I completely disagree
There's
with.
People that
I'm
are
talking out. About only for the concern of injury because he had hurt his shoulder.
Yeah.
That is the only reason he doesn't play football.
There's people basically saying, look, the team's bad and you have nothing to play for and you need to lose these next couple games
anyways.
Oh,
that's a bad thing.
So in order to guarantee it, shut Justin down and just save him for next year. You have the benefit right now, what most NFL teams would die for. You have the benefit of getting in live game reps, getting your players that you're going to take to the next level with you, to the next stage of your kind of franchises.
You don't care if you lose.
You don't care if you lose, but you need that. It's not like practice. Practice is totally different. You need in-game live speed reps. What better time to do it than right now?
Oh, and everyone has skin in the game.
Totally.
Yeah, it's great.
Guys, on the defensive side, we're not going to lament too much on this. It's a bad defense. We understand. I will say, the defense didn't play terribly for majority of the game.
We didn't give up 40.
The defensive backs, like, bless their hearts, with no Kyler Gordon, with no Jaquan Brisker, Eddie Jackson's gone too. You had these guys stepping up and making plays. I was happy about it. 18 fourth quarter points is unacceptable.
How many rookies do we have starting on that defense?
Dude, you had guys on that defense that I didn't.
Blackwell?
I didn't know.
Never heard of him before.
Absolutely no clue.
Undrafted free agent.
Yeah. Like, so. Jeez. I mean, at that point, like, it is what it is. Another fucking game.
However,
of Jack Sanborn.
Jack Sanborn, baby.
The neck.
This motherfucker
the neck on the broadcast.
Can play football.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's just a baller. And
he's around the tackle every time.
And this was an undrafted free agent. This is where kind of like you could make the argument that the NFL draft process and like the scouting like that is kind of flawed. They really are looking for more athletes than anything. Mm-hmm. He didn't have the measurables. Oh, yeah. You know, he's not as fast not as fastest. Some of these other guys.
Can't jump as high.
But if you look at his University of Wisconsin stats,
bad broad jump.
Guy was all over the place. He was doing this.
Did you
for years?
Did you guys see post game with Alex Brown and Lance Briggs?
No.
So it's those two, and then what's the coach?
Cap'n Joniak.
It's not Joniak. It's the old coach.
Not Joniak.
The old Bears coach, and his name is slipping my mind. I can picture him.
He's got the beard.
No, he doesn't.
Or not beard. The mustache.
Correct. I can move on. Anyway, so it's Cap and the coach and then Lance and Alex talking. And Lance and Alex are going, guys, no, y'all got a player. This guy's going to play for a few years for the Bears. Like, watch the film. Roll it back to Wisconsin. It's the exact same thing. If you're around the tackle every single time, I don't care what your 40 is. If you know where to be every time, you don't have to be faster. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in the right spot. And they go on to say that Sanborn's a player and that they like him.
We got ourselves a football player.
Yeah. I really, really think
sunshine,
we do.
And sunshine.
To go undrafted, you hope that goes to show that shows you a little bit of Ryan Poles and his team's ability to like identify talent, and like that's in the late drafts. Like you hope that you're that good on the high part of the drafts, the top picks, especially coming up this offseason. You'll need it. You'll need that ability. You hope you're good at it.
It's so scary.
Let's do grades real quick: offense, defense, and then we'll move on. Producer Jake, give offense and defense.
Offense, they can have a B. They can have a B for me.
They didn't get to 20. They're not getting a B for me. I'll give them a C+.
It's just Justin props it. I'm just like, man, that guy can run 50-yard touchdowns.
Yeah, I go B.
That's pretty cool. 20 for 25. Nice job, Justin.
Yeah, B. Yeah, not B+, but B. Solid B. 85.
You guys swayed me.
Mm-hmm.
B.
There we
That's
go.
Right.
I'll go B.
That's right.
What about defense?
C. And for similar reasons, Jack Sanborn. I'm just like, God damn, you motherfucker. Look at you go.
See, that's not enough for me. I'll take a D on that one.
Yeah, I'm like C+. Or,
can D. I rephrase that?
Yeah.
No.
I will
nope,
give the
nope. We're moving on.
Son of a bitch. I go C+. They're right about there. Guys, let's move on, right? So we move on to the bye week, which December bye week is criminal.
It is criminal. It's really it is fucked up.
This is fucked
what it is.
Up.
You can't
You're
have
so
a,
far in that you need to mainline it.
You can't
and now
have a bye week
away.
The second week of December in Chicago.
It's ridiculous.
How
dude.
Dare you?
This is just
I can't just go golf.
No. This is a bad bye week. Like, this too late in the season. There should be in the middle, in the heart of the season, should be the bye weeks. And that is what it is. But anyways, it's bye week. We don't have a game to look forward to. But I want to use Jake's quarterly progression model, and I want to put that onto the whole team. Right. Let's look at the Bears season in general, quarter by quarter. Have things gotten better? Have things gotten worse?
Yeah.
How do we think this is going to play out the rest of the season? And in honor of the holidays, we'll take this bye week to do a little Christmas wish list. Right. I'll give me two or three of your top on your Bears Christmas wish list and kind of let me know what you're looking for. So but let's get into quarter three and kind of the quarter model in general. Producer Jake.
OK, if we're talking like wish list. Oh, so you want to do quarterly model. So offense. I think aligns with Justin. So that's you know my stance on that. On the defensive side, you know, they actually started out pretty good. Eddie was getting picks. You know, we were having a lot of fun.
Roquan still on the team.
Roquan was still on the team.
Robert Quinn still on the team.
So, that I mean, it's quarterly is the total inverse of the offense quarterly.
I would like to point out that for the last game, you were missing three of your four defensive starting backs. And for the last two games, you've missed at least two of them.
Yeah.
So, like, while the defense has played poorly, in the Packers game, we started off really well. Don't lie that y'all thought, this defense is playing really good right now, actually.
I don't think I ever said those words, but...
Anyway, Bersh. I want you to keep that in mind when you're saying that the defense has regressed a little bit. We have lost so much talent over the course of this year to not only trade, but also injury, that the fact that they were able to hang, still missing starting talent, they played pretty well.
I don't know, man. I mean, I hung around with a bad Packers team. I cannot wait to see what this team does
next
against
year.
The Bills or the Vikings
the
again. The Eagles. We're going to die.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the bad Packers team. I can't wait to see what they do.
We're going to get killed. Too.
They're
bad. And then on the special team sides, I never even started a model. That was just bad from the jump.
And then we missed an extra point and a field goal.
And a field goal. I'm at a...
Kyrie might not be the guy.
Kyrie might not be the guy. And that's okay, because they're kickers. There's a million kickers on the street. Try them out and find another one.
He did really well for the last year or so.
I just want a guy that can – I don't care how accurate it is. I just want a guy who can hit 55-plus. It'll be worth it to me.
So you just want to call Sebastian Janikowski.
He could go, like, 15 of 20. And I'd just be like, yeah, but he did hit that 55. He's got like when.
But he's got some lag in him.
Yeah, when we're driving the field and we're 56 yards out and Kyrie goes up, I'm just like, well, we don't got this one in the bag.
So you want to hire the football player, the soccer player?
I just don't want to leave putts short. If you're going out there, I don't want to see it left short. That's the only thing.
Over the net.
Exactly.
Over it.
I don't care how far right it is. It better be kicked out of the stadium.
I'm really weird about this last quarter because, like, there's still things I want to see. You know, I want to see Justin continue to play well, but I don't want to win any more games.
No.
It's crazy.
Your goal should be to lose every game.
I don't want, but I just want to, I want there to continue to be 24-21 Bears lose games.
Oh, for the Bears Lions game?
24-30.
Hammer the under.
Yeah.
I kind of want one more just so my 4-game win prediction can be right, but sure.
And remember the start of the season when we sat back and looked at those Bears plus or Bears 3.5, 4.5 total for the year lines. And we were like, guys, we've got 3 wins already. What the fuck are we worried about?
I think the line was like 6 or 7.
Oh, no, it definitely got down to 4.
Well, was it 4?
It was 4.5.
Yeah.
Vegas is so good.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
Vegas is so good.
So good.
Guys, so let's talk about Christmas wish list, right? You don't need to give me players, right? And the Bears can address this in 2 ways this offseason. Like we know, guys, we are either going to build through free agency. You have $115, $120 million or so projected in cap space, almost double what the second team has. So money will not be an object in free agency. You want somebody, pay and go get them. And then you also have the draft. I believe the Bears have 8 draft picks. We have a first-round pick and a second-round pick as well, looking like we're trying to pick somewhere between 2 and 5 if things continue to go the way they go. How are you guys – what's on the top of your wish list? Is it interior defenders? Is it pass blocking? Dale.
You guys know what mine is already. It's going to be you have more than one top-tier elite offensive lineman available in this draft. If you want to show this team that you are committed to winning in the future of this team, protect the biggest asset that you have, Justin Fields. Get him a left tackle. Go get Orlando Brown Jr. Patrick Mahomes is left tackle right now, by the way. Bring his ass in. He's still relatively young. Lock him up. There you go. Make a good best friend. Now you can settle with a lower-tier offensive lineman as well being added. With these young guys stepping up, shuffle them around a little bit, then you can draft other positions. Number one, top tier. You need a top tier offensive lineman in free agency.
Mine, I'll tell you, is top of my wish list, absolute top. Interior defensive line. I think it's
how?
Whether you use the second overall pick on a guy like, was it Jalen Carter?
Carter, yeah.
Or you go and you spend money on Daron Payne, who's having a breakout season in Washington.
Yeah.
You have money, and you are getting gashed in the run. You have nobody that's the anchor, the centerpiece of your defense, not an Akeem Hicks-type player. You need somebody that is going to be a disruptor up the middle. I think the key to rebuilding the defense, and I'm all for building the offense, my number two would be, just like Dale, would be offensive line. My number one's going to be interior defense. And build that defense from the inside out. That's what I'm looking for.
Me?
Yeah.
Mine is number one is an offensive line. You have to protect your number one asset. Offensive line, number one. Number two, you started swaying me there with the defense, but I'm still going to take a WR1 at my number two.
I do not blame you.
Yes.
I just don't know how you get one.
There's so many holes in this on this team that, like, guys, this is your
wish list. It's a wish list. I don't have an answer for how you get one.
I understand
your point. I'm saying that's what I want.
Yeah. I feel you. And I accept that for sure.
And, like, a WR1 isn't going to come through free agency. You know, that's for sure.
There just isn't one this year.
Nobody. There's the likes of Alan Lazard and Juju Smith-Schuster, all those guys there. Like, you're not going to find a WR1 in free agency. You hope that you hit if you draft one of those guys. But, like, dude, there's so many holes on this team that, yeah, like, it's your wish list.
Yep.
Whatever you want it to be.
That's kind of what the Bengals did. They, after that first year, they beefed up their offensive line. And then, you know, they still had a high draft pick and they landed Ja'Marr Chase.
You have money. You have money and you have draft capital. Not many teams can say they're in this position. Like, things are working out right for the boys right now.
I'm looking and, like,
wide receiver free agency, there's nothing.
Oh, there's no. You give me, like, 40, 50 million. I could rebuild this offensive line and give you De'Aaron Payne. Or De'Ron Payne. I don't know how to say his first name. But I can give you both those guys. And rebuild this, or I can give you that guy and rebuild this offensive line for $50 million.
And still have another.
And still have 60, 70
million. Million to spend in other positions. Like, you have the money to not only build your starters up, but you're going to build and add depth.
Dude.
You think there's not, pending, and I know you guys don't think this, but you think there's not pending free agents out there that are looking into their contract season, that they're going to go into offseason thinking, hey, Chicago has money. They have Justin Fields. It's a great city to play in. Like, you don't think there's guys there, like, guys that are, like, chomping at the bit to have a chance to play in Chicago next year with Justin Fields?
Do you sold me?
I hope so, because I just feel like we don't get a lot of that, the free agencies that are like, oh, yeah, I want to play in Chicago.
We haven't been a team to come play for.
I'm not talking about the Bears. I'm just talking Chicago as a whole.
That's fair. Oh, I was just going to add that, like, you've sold me on Payne, by the way, and I think that the Bears' dream scenario right now is that we rebuild this offensive line in free agency, sign Payne, and draft Will Anderson. I mean, there's two of your biggest holes are just filled, and you still have $60 million fucking dollars.
You don't have to spend it all. Guys, there's a chance that the Bears are good but not great next year. Like, you have another off season. Like, this is going to be a process, but this team should be markedly better next year than it is this year because of the financial abilities and the draft capital that they have going forward.
I would absolutely agree with that.
I saw one expert say, and I couldn't agree more with this, the one thing that's separating the Bears right now from being a top team is one outstanding draft class. You give this team one Jets 2022 draft class, it's a great draft class. Like, yep. You give them one solid draft class with the amount of money they have, and this is now a contender for the next 4 to 5 years. Oh, dude, I'm thinking about it now. I'm not going to be able to sleep on my stomach. The sacrifices we make.
It's a good time.
You sleep on your stomach?
I'm a stomach sleeper.
Are you?
Yeah. I am not. Actually, I'm a side sleeper.
Fucks up my back.
No. I'm a side sleeper.
Mm-hmm. Stomach sleeper with one leg up, you know, kind of like one leg.
One leg up?
You know, kind of like side, like, you know, you got the leg up. Almost like you're doing a little side thing. One leg up. I got the hands under the pillow and a little fan for some razzle dazzle.
Oh, dude. So I need like 4 or 5 pillows.
Oh, one pillow or I get the fucked up neck. I got to start wearing your guys' underwear.
So I... still not a thing. Mm-hmm. One good pillow for the head, one to hold on to, two for
to hold on to,
and then I put one between my legs too.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I did.
One so between your legs.
So you're not a side sleeper, so if you're a side sleeper, your shit like
it does help your back.
It's not comfortable. You put a pillow or two between your legs. This is a thing. It's not a me thing, by the way. There's people listening that don't know this. See, Jake knew immediately, but there's people that don't know that are on the same side as you that are like, this fucking idiot. What's he doing with fucking
this is
pillows?
Like, this is like the...
mirrors on the ceiling?
No, that there's two sides of the world where, you know, one set of people wipe their ass sitting down and the other wipe their ass standing up, and you didn't know the other existed until somebody mentioned it to you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So what's funny is
no.
So hold on. we need to move on after I say this. What's funny is I know for a fact you and I, Marcos, are on opposite sides of that equation.
You stand, dog?
Dude, you didn't have to say shit out loud.
I sit. What's up?
Well, what's up? Wait. Like stand, like straight up?
No.
He hovers.
You kind of football two-point stance?
He's off the seat.
You're sit.
You're doing the old long snapper? The old Patrick Manley?
The old Pat Manning? The old Jeff Satter.
Or do you guys just get up on the sink and like a gargoyle just on the corner?
Oh, moving on.
I didn't need to know this. Guys, let's move on. Let's get into Sammy Stats question of the week, right?
Dude, you didn't have to say it out loud immediately.
That's awesome. We're among friends. Dale, so get us into this week's Sammy Stats question of the week.
Oh, this is a tough one. Okay, so.
This is going to be good.
Would you rather have a two-time Defensive Player of the Year, six-time All-Star, or someone noted as the Merchant of Death who was convicted of selling arms to a U.S. foreign designated terror organization?
So you guys were kind of like, you guys were kind of talking about this before the pod, and I was like, I'm out of the loop on whatever you're ensuing. So we traded like a terrorist for Brittany Griner.
We traded a known arms dealer.
I believe it's the guy who the movie War Dogs was.
I don't know that for a fact. His name is Victor Boot, and
he's a big time arms dealer.
He liked that.
It's guys like, come on, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I know.
Like, and we are not a political podcast, so we won't get too into it. But like, dude, the amount of people with opinions on this, like if you go through the comments on like Twitter and like Facebook and all this stuff, like, and apparently like everybody's up in arms because there's a Marine that was left behind. And so everybody's all pissed off about, well, why Brittany and not a Marine that served for? Guys, come on. Like, what are we doing here?
To put some perspective on it, Sam's take. He just couldn't believe that we let that guy go for Brittany Griner and we didn't get a first back. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is Sammy Stats question of the week.
I was trying to find something like that. That's good.
That's a really good one. Oh my God.
Guys, we'll be talking about this trade for years to come.
This is one of those we're gonna have to wait 3-4 years to see.
This is really gonna define a franchise.
You're gonna have to edit this out, but
I'm bad. What do you mean I have to edit this out?
You should.
Bad news.
You should.
Guys, let's get into some sports minutes, right? The city of Chicago.
No.
We will touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams.
You know how busy I am right now. Why are you like making more work for me?
Dave will do it Jake. Before he leaves.
Producer Jake. Get us into the Chicago Blackhawks.
They're awful. They're like, I don't know, like 2-12 in their last 14. Dale, listen.
Dale has his hands
Dale,
up.
No.
I just have a question.
Dale, it better not. Here's the thing. I'm gonna preface this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Preface.
I'm gonna preface this. This podcast is a safe space for me. Okay. Uh-huh. I've had a long week. Uh-huh. I had a lot. You know, life's crazy. This is home. This is a safe space.
This is my home.
So, not in the confines of this table. It's not.
I bought this table.
It's a nice table.
Safe space. So, Dale, go ahead.
Well, now I feel bad.
Yeah, you should. Okay?
Go ahead. Go.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
When is Patrick getting me through?
I don't know, man. Okay.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Okay. Wow, it's an I don't know now.
Dude.
You're so dejected.
I'm so dejected. They're so bad.
Dejected Jake.
I'm just going to, whatever team it is, I'm going to be a fan of that team. What?
What happened with Hossa?
I just wanted
to talk about something nice.
His jersey retired.
Nice.
We already went over that at one point. Nice. Thanks for listening.
it's a couple episodes ago. Retirement night was like weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
So
I did go back and listen to that last episode. You guys did not give me my due in the Bulls segment.
What would
I listened to that whole thing, by the way.
Well, we said you were right. We
said you were right.
What do you mean?
You glossed over it very quickly.
Do you want
you
us to do it? Yes. You want me to have a soliloquy?
You want
to
be crowned?
Yes, I do want a soliloquy. Yeah.
Boom!
The only I want to say the only way. What would be really cool is if like we had this cool like handshake with Patrick Kane where he just goes off, gets traded for, you know, an entire franchise's future, and then in free agency he just comes right back.
Just set himself
makes his own deal, like finds the own play, the players he wants to play for. However, the Blackhawks are so bad, we're going to be front runners for this lottery.
Bednar?
God damn, is there a superstar in that lottery?
So we got the next like McDavid pick.
I mean, that's what they say. Here's the thing. So there's a rare occurrence in junior hockey where you have a double underage player. Okay? An underage player in junior hockey is 15 years old, and they're anywhere up to like 20 years old. Okay? There's rare occurrences where you can have a double underage. You get a special exemption. It's only happened like 10 or 15 times, and it's – and. Connor Bednard is one of them. Wayne Gretzky was another. Connor McDavid was another. Those are they're playing with adults when they're 14, basically.
Right.
Yeah. So that's on the table.
Are we the worst team?
Oh, Patrick Kane
right
was a double under, too.
Sick.
Mm-hmm.
Are we in the running for the number one pick right now? Like,
it's, yeah, actually, we're worse than the Coyotes now. So, yeah, we're up there. We're in the top three for sure.
So, why not just roll out the Rockford IceHawks?
Well, you got to make league minimum, so.
Still got a floor.
I don't understand what you're telling me. Why not?
Because you got to pay.
Because you're losing without that anyways. So.
Okay, that's good again.
You still got to put butts in seats.
Well.
Guys, moving on. Speaking of a team that is not playing.
Yeah, there's only one team with less points than them. It's the Anaheim Ducks. Who I think went like 0 for their first 10. They've actually won a few now. But anyways.
Isn't there a new Ducks movie coming out?
Speaking of a team that does not put butts in seats, producer Jake, talk about the Chicago White Sox. How's a winter
meeting
going for you
guys? Why am I going back to back? You go. Do the Cubs. I need a break.
I can do this.
I need a break.
I feel bad, so I'll
what the fuck?
Gladly do this. So what the fuck?
Dale, get us into the Cubs.
So there's like five things kind of that have happened. First and foremost. Marcos has his hand up, so we need to answer his question.
When is Carlos Correa going to be a Cub?
That's number five. We'll get there.
Okay.
First and foremost has to be farewell to Wilson.
Is number four you're accepting Dansby Swanson?
No, Dansby Swanson is not on this list. The first is Wilson Contreras. You got to give him his due. He's moving on, and in the heartbreaking way that, well, remember I was nice to you. Remember I was nice to you about Jose Abreu.
Lord shot?
Lord shot. Oh.
So Wilson's moving out of the fucking Cardinals. They gave him his money. He did a nice post. Like, I think it was very well done. His post pretty much was like, hey, Cubs, when I first started like getting into baseball when I was 16 back home in, I think it's Venezuela. In Venezuela, like, the Cubs facility was 5 minutes from my house. I've been a Cub my whole life. You have been my home. He's also still a young enough guy that he's still got a lot of gas left in the tank that, like, he in his farewell, he was super excited about playing for the Cardinals mostly. And good for him. Like, my point here is, Cubs fans, don't be butthurt. Wilson gave you everything.
So
he won a World Series rookie year. Just
why?
Give him a break.
I'm going to boo
Wilson. How much do they pay him?
Four for 87 and a half or something like that.
So I'm just... Why, if your organization is like, we're going to spend money, why not that money?
Because they must not believe in Wilson like we as the fan base believe in Wilson, or think that they could get other catchers to do it for less money.
Oh, right.
The Yan Gomes of the world.
Right.
I don't agree with it. I thought they should have re-signed Wilson since the beginning. I've loved Wilson. This is going to be a meathead take, guys. I'm going to boo Wilson when he comes back. I'm going to boo Wilson when he comes
Why?
Back. I thank him for wearing the Cubby uniform. Him for being part of that World Series. Right? He was part of that World Series team. Like, I loved the memories. Part of me is really hurt that he chose the Cardinals. Like, and I understand, get your money, that's fine. But you have to know that in that decision, you're going to get booed. Because he goes to the Astros, I don't boo him when he comes back. You go to the Cardinals, it makes me feel type of way. Call me a meathead. Call me what you want to call me. But it's like Jose going to the White Sox or Jose going to the Astros. Like, are you going to boo him?
No. Hell no.
Okay. Exactly.
No.
I'm against you on this.
Those are very also different. Jose Abreu is the heart and soul of the White Sox for the last 9 years.
Wilson has
his jersey
been
should be
years.
Retired.
His jersey's not.
I'm not
going to
retire.
Not
it's a meathead take, guys. I know I'm in the minority
I respect
here,
that.
And you, and some of you guys are going to disagree.
Just, so I did like even in a league where like the DH is a thing now, like $80 million over 4 years is like, it just doesn't make sense to me why you, if you're going to spend money, why not spend that money?
Also remember that like the price of everything is just so much higher now.
Yeah.
$80 million over 4 years isn't that big of a deal.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why not spend that money?
I hear
you. You have a DH. Even if you don't think he's a great catcher, and he's like, you can get another defensive catcher.
I hear you, and I actually agree with you. But
he's
the,
like, yeah.
The answer is their spreadsheet said that it wasn't worth it.
Hmm. Interesting.
At the end of the day, that's what I think most of these conversations come down to. Their number cruncher says, our formula says no.
All right.
What else you got on the list?
What's
on
number three?
List?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we got more. Sorry. So Cody Bellinger's a Cub now. One for $17.5 million.
Such a White Sox move.
Such a White Sox move.
No such thing as a bad one-year deal.
Yeah.
He plays well. You resign him or you trade him mid-season and you get something back.
Well, yeah,
if he doesn't, you add him for 1 year.
The book is out on this guy. He's got this loopy, big-ass swing. He's anyway, so Cody Bellinger's a Cub now. I mean, you had to
Play defense.
Someone had to fill the Jason Hayward hole. So, otherwise, we signed Jameson Taillon. I actually think this is a great signing.
Is that the Yankee pitcher?
Correct. Four for, that's like, 60-something. Jameson Taillon.
I've been saying Talon for, like...
Talon.
I, like, respectable pitcher. I think he's 32 is the only thing, so you're paying him into his mid-30s, but...
his deal?
What do you mean?
One more time, his price?
Four for 60, okay. 65, something in that range. That pitchers are pitching that much. They're into that stage of their career now because pitchers are no longer pitching at an average 200 innings a year.
For 60 for a 32-year-old pitcher.
That's 15 a year.
Four for 80, world star hitting catcher.
I hear you. Again, I'm on your team.
I don't know.
But, no, I love the Jameson Taillon signing, so good things there. We did pick up two pitchers in the Rule 5 draft pick, which means they will be on the 26-man roster or their teams will be able to take them back, essentially. So two pitchers, Jose Aquino and Nick Birdie. Not huge names. These are depth guys because you got a lot of holes on this team. Last but definitely not least, like Marco said, the odds of Carlos Correa being a Cub by the end of the week have taken a hit.
Okay.
San Diego is by far the favorite now.
Wait, didn't San Diego just sign?
Yeah, this was after that.
Who'd they just sign?
Xander Bogaerts.
Bogaerts? Right. Wait, you're saying Correa is still...
And Bogaerts together on the same team?
So if you look at the Padres lineup, they have a hole in their starting lineup still. So yes, Xander would very easily, being the worst infielder of that bunch, slot into your DH role, and Carlos Correa would be your
Isn't
shortstop.
Isn't Xander like one of the top WAR shortstops?
Because of his bat. War? No, he's not a good defender. He's played well recently, but Xander Bogaerts is a poor defender comparatively. I don't know the numbers at all, but I would bet on that personally. So anyway, Carlos Correa, he'll be a Cub, hopefully, but the odds are still for the Padres.
You got money. You got
money. But how?
Money.
But the Padres still have Tatis. Where are these people going to play?
So Machado would play third. Tatis would play short or second. And Correa would play short.
Wait, I thought they signed Xander.
Xander would be your DH.
What the fuck?
Because right now you're starting Haesung Kim. And you don't have a DH on that team right now. And Jake Cronenworth is your first baseman. Now Jake could play second. But that doesn't make any sense. You'd put one of those other three stud fielders there. Anyway,
Correa. Sign him. He's going to be a Cub.
You think so?
God, I fucking hope so.
That'd be awesome.
The
jersey would be fucking beautiful.
Oh. I'd get it immediately, and it would – this is a prayer because in my heart of hearts, I don't think he comes here. There's nothing drawing him here right now.
By the weekend, brother. By Christmas, weekend, though, Carlos Correa is a Cub.
That will be my Christmas present.
Guys, moving on to the Chicago Bulls. The We Gotta Blow It Up Chicago Bulls. 10-14, 12th in the Eastern Conference. You're going the wrong way. The national media is kind of on the same page now as us. Like, guys, I think you got to blow it up. We've talked about it a couple times now. The Bulls have kind of made it known, though, apparently, that Zach LaVine is not available for trade. But there sounds like there's been active talks between the Lakers and the Bulls, and they're looking at Vooch. They're looking at DeMar DeRozan. I mean, at this point, if you're going to blow it up, blow the thing up completely. Keep what you can keep. But, like, that's the hard part. If you miss, especially in the Eastern Conference with the likes of Giannis and Joel Embiid and things like that, when you try to build these teams up to compete, if you miss, don't hang around in mediocrity too long. Figure out a way to get some return for your guys. It's going to be weird what the Bulls do here in the next couple of weeks if they continue to lose.
I mean, I think we're all on the same page now that we go with
Dale's bet.
I
have nothing constructive to add.
Yeah. Guys, so let's move on. All right, we'll get into some schmegments, and then we'll wrap up this Thursday episode. I'm going to give you guys this week's.
Wait, we didn't do the White Sox.
Oh, we didn't do the White Sox. That's right, you were sad. All right, now here we're back. All right, Producer Jake, tell me about the Chicago White Sox.
Yep, I'm still sad. We're just going to do like another offseason where we don't acquire anyone.
We got Clevinger.
Yeah.
You got Clevinger.
I've been telling Marcos this too. I'm so sick of the projects.
He's not as big of a project as Dallas Keuchel was.
Go buy me a fucking home run, please.
How much did you pay for him? Clevy?
It's a 1-year deal.
Yeah, it's a 1-year deal.
Yeah, it's like 1 year, okay. 18 or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, not even a lot. But this team's probably just going to roll out the same lineup basically as they did last season. We're just not going to do anything again.
Kind of like the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. Fucking
Lonzo fucking Ball.
Guys.
Cherry Reinsdorf.
Lonzo Ball. Eli Jimenez can't stay healthy.
Ooh. I think Eli will have a healthy year.
White
this
Sox
year.
Players.
No, is Lonzo really Luis Robert? He's got tired legs. Yeah, Lonzo Ball probably got tired legs.
Everybody on the White Sox have tired legs. Okay. God, I do.
I didn't mean to upset you.
Whatever future children I have are going to be so lucky because I can never be disappointed in them because I've already been let down my entire life. I have practiced the ultimate level of patience. I am a Chicago White Sox fan. I will be a perfect father. Nothing will faze me.
You got a ring as a White Sox fan. Describe yourself as a Bulls fan or a Bears fan at this point.
Those are the only three playoff series wins we've had in the last 105 years.
Yeah, it's not
Dale.
It's not good.
But if you're only going to win three series, you might as well win all three of them in the same fucking year.
That is very true. That is very true what you say. However, we were sold perennial contenders.
So are the fucking Cubs.
We're going to win World Series. You can't even win a series.
We won World Series. What?
No, not. I'm saying the one. Yeah. These bastards.
Anything else on the White Sox?
No, not right now.
Guys, then we move on to some Schmegman. So I'm going to give you guys this week's Not That Guy. My Not That Guy is John Heyman.
Those poor fucking Giants.
John
fans.
Heyman.
What
for
a cuck.
For Listen. Butchering, for blowing probably the biggest like off-season baseball sports story, like the premier story of the off-season, was the Aaron Judge signing. And
yep. Agreed 100%.
He gets it wrong first. By saying Aaron Judge has been traded to the
sign for the Padres
to the Giants.
Giants, thank you.
And then he deletes it, doubles down, fixes his typo, says Aaron Judge has been traded or has signed with the Giants. Then a couple minutes later, deletes that and says hey, I'm really sorry. I jumped the gun. Sorry about my last tweet. Guys, this is your job. This is your job.
People make mistakes.
No, you.
No one bats 1,000.
You, but
okay.
You're out the lineup for this one. You are out the lineup for this one, John.
I was reading. I forget what
it
is.
Do we suspend him? What happens?
I was gonna
say, that a fireable offense?
I was gonna say you get rid of the blue check mark, but you just pay $8 now. You get a blue check mark. We should get a blue check mark.
It's like a different mark. Anyways,
there's something I forget what it's called, but it's a style of like seeking forgiveness, and I believe Asian culture that I was reading in a business thing recently. Where it's literally the, I fucked up. What do you do? Oh, you literally just go, yeah, guys, I fucked up. And that's the end of it. And you hope it blows over. John Heyman is practicing that right now. He's in a bunker somewhere going, I hope the city of San Francisco doesn't know where I live.
Bad time. Bad day to be a, like, bad 12-hour stretch for Giants fans right there.
Oh, those poor people.
You gotta be so sad. Producer Jake, who's this week's Not That Guy?
Not That Guy this week is the... Did you guys see the video of that group from that scramble that supposedly shot
the
46?
Yeah.
Those they got cheating motherfuckers. Oh, what is wrong with you?
They get booed so hard and they talk to them in the parking lot.
They hold out 6 holes and had a hole in one. And then I saw a video today. One of the guys in that group doubled down and was like, yeah, it happens all the time. We just win scrambles. It's like, come play us. It's like, you fucking
awesome. Awesome.
Not That Guy.
Dale, who's this week's Not That Guy?
So this is really hard for me.
Ooh, congrats.
Because I don't feel good doing this.
Uh-huh.
My Not That Guy this week, and this is based off of I had for the first time ever a bad experience. Guys, for the first time ever I had bad Jewel chicken.
Oh.
It wasn't good.
Like chicken wings?
Yeah, like they were super over crispy and not coated. Like only half the wing was coated. The other half was like fleshy, but like
fleshy, just, good word.
Oh, dude, it like
stop.
For the first time ever, like bad Jewel chicken wings. The wing things were not there.
You gonna give them another try?
Oh, I've already gone back. What do you mean? Am I gonna give them another try? But like that one time, it was so like I thought about it for a while. Like, wow, I finally had bad Jewel chicken. I've never heard a single person say they had bad Jewel chicken. I'm saying, for that one experience, for that one time, you can't watch my dog.
No, that's
it's not
that guy.
No, yeah,
it's not that guy. But speaking of can or cannot dog sit, Dale, who can or cannot dog sit the chief bargaining officer, Billiam?
Yeah, no one with heritage in the Netherlands right now can watch
freaky
my dog.
Freaky deaky Dutch.
None of the freaky deaky Dutch. Which unfortunately excludes myself and my family. But
you're Dutch?
Yeah.
So you can't dog sit your dog?
Correct.
I thought you were Swedish.
I am Swedish and Dutch. Those are the two.
I can't find... I
mean, fucking
I tried
look
to
at
think
me.
Of something quick, but I can't. I'm not good with European comedy. Doesn't come quick. Guys, who can dog sit for me this week? Dog sitting for me is Coach Prime. Deion Sanders.
Dude.
Guys, that press conference, there's a lot of people that feel a type of way about his like intro speech to the team, like his introduction and stuff. Like I think he said, I'm coming like 28 times.
I'm coming.
I'm coming. It's refreshing. You don't think that like other big time coaches are in these rooms basically telling these guys, look, I'm gonna change some shit up. If you're not ready to for the fight, if you're not ready to earn your spot, do everything different, like hit the transfer portal now. Like, I appreciated it. And then he's just like, that man knows how to talk.
Dude, he's like Muhammad Ali. He just talks in poem.
Winner of that. Like, just the line of like, I'm bringing my luggage with me.
And it's Louis.
Man, yes, a bad motherfucker right there.
At the end of the day, he's only got 85 scholarships. And how long do you think he stays at Colorado?
Depends how well he does.
Yeah, I mean... couple years. I was surprised that like a team like Auburn didn't take a shot at him, you know, like one of these
not
big
yet.
Time like
no.
I mean,
you gotta give me a little more.
Well,
because that's what I think that's the next step. That's why I say, like, how long is he gonna be in fucking Colorado?
What is this, the start of Deion Sanders, the next Nick Saban.
Right, but you're not
Saban retires.
But
Deion
you're not bringing
Alabama.
Colorado to fucking Auburn. That's for damn sure.
But what if?
Fucking who?
Utah could play for a Pac-12 championship. Like, and Colorado.
The Mormons?
Producer Jake, who can or cannot dog sit your two dogs, Jeffy and the good girl Sasha?
Oh, no. I really couldn't come up with one. It's been... Ain't no one dog sitting for me this week. Goddamn. Yeah.
Watch God your damn. Own dog.
You look I'll watch my own dog. Huh?
You look good at least.
Thanks.
That long-haired
nice
fellow.
The White Sox are in shambles. The Blackhawks are in shambles. The Bears are 3-12. I don't know.
We're dead. It's a sin. I'm telling you guys.
I keep saying I blame Cubs fans. Collectively, you've sold enough souls for that World Series that we are dead.
But
we are all dead.
And we all lived together for that, too. There was nothing better.
It's the old Lord Farquaad. That is a risk I'm willing to take.
And a Stanley Cup.
That's right. That's right. Oh, we went to the parade together.
Yep.
That was a good time.
Guys, that's going to be a wrap on episode 59. Again, all the socials. Guys, if you're liking what we're putting out, do us a favor. Hit that review tab. Hit that 5-star for us. Leave us a comment. Tell your friends about us. We're having a good time doing this, and you guys keep coming back. So I think this is a match made in heaven. Let's continue to do our part. You guys continue to do your part. Let's have ourselves a good time. Hopefully next week all four of the boys are back so we can start knocking out some of these shots. Get your Christmas shopping done. Don't wait until the last second. Be adults. See red. Bear down. Love you guys.
Bears.
Bears. Jake asks for less cowbell.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold
digger. But she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. How big are you on sports? Get down, girl, gon' head. Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but and then get the hell out of the chair.
The bestest friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up. You dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What?
Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.